previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Plenty of corporate news, and let's start with Prosus. The Amsterdam and Johannesburg listed subsidiary of Naspers will report more than $430 million in adjusted EBIT for its e-commerce portfolio for the 2025 financial year. That exceeds its goal of $400 million. Naspers and Prosus CEO Fabrizio Bloisi says Prosus's 2025 financial year has closed, 2026 has begun well. Much of that comes from Bloisi's former company, Brazilian food delivery giant iFood, which has grown EBIT by more than 100% to $200 million. No such joy for pulp and paper maker Sappi. It's reporting a second quarter loss blamed on depressed South African wood prices, as well as longer than expected maintenance shutdowns. Sappi's share down 9% at the bell. And longtime former rival Mondi says underlying EBITDA jumped almost 36% year-on-year to €290 million in the quarter to end March. A market statement says Mondi expects strong demand to give it beneficial price increases for the second quarter. Mondi's had its primary listing in London since 2007. Less than 10% of its sales are now in South Africa. State-owned chicken producer Daybreak Foods says it is considering business rescue. This a day after officials from the SPCA said they were forced to cull 350,000 starving chicks. News 24 has a harrowing report on the situation at Daybreak, 100% owned by the PIC. It describes finding birds that had been without food and water for a week. Some had begun cannibalizing each other. Daybreak has appealed to the PIC for a cash infusion, saying not only can it not afford feed for the birds, it also can't pay staff. Daybreak employs about 3,000 people. The NSPCA says that since May the 1st, it has rescued 500,000 birds from Daybreak contract growers and placed them on rearing farms. It intends to have Daybreak prosecuted under animal anti-cruelty and abandonment laws. Turning to the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both down 0.6% at the bell last evening, London's FTSE down 0.3%. In New York, however, a US-UK trade deal and the prospect of trade talks between the US and China saw the Dow and the S&P 500 both close up 0.6%, the Nasdaq up 1.1%. Tokyo this morning up 1.5%, Hong Kong down 0.2%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar has firmed as a result, 1.12 to the euro this morning. The rand more or less unchanged, 18.26 to the greenback, 20.49 to the euro, 24.16 to sterling. Gold at 3,309, platinum 983, Bitcoin 102,400, and Brent crude oil just over $63 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.